America Weekend.
Hey there, thank you for coming to America Weekend on this weekend. Whatever you're up to, I hope you're having a good time. Hope you're having fun, or at least being productive. Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone spending time with you. I love to look out for interesting articles that have to do with lifestyle issues, you know, food and wine and travel and pets. And here's one for the millions of dog owners that I think will come in very, very handy. Things that humans do that dogs actually hate. From their perspective, yes, from their point of view. This was in Mother Nature Network, which is MNN.com. And so it's very helpful to kind of understand what this little creature is thinking or feeling that we may not know about. So some things that we do to our dogs are quite annoying. For example, using words more than body language. Now, this makes sense because we all speak to our pets, whether it's a dog, a cat, a bird, a snake, whatever it is, we talk to our pets, but they don't really know what we're saying, do they? So they might be able to get a couple of keywords like walk or out or toy, maybe a few hundred, but what they really, really need is the body language. They're really excellent readers of the human body, and they can figure out what you're thinking and feeling very, very easily. So, first of all, don't have mixed messages, according to this article, and be sure to show them rather than speak to them. So that's a very interesting idea. This one I never thought about, but dogs don't really like it when you hug them, when you put your arms around them. And it's something that we do naturally. It's something we think animals love, but they don't really like that old hug. You know, they if they put their paw or their leg on another dog, they're doing that to show dominance, not to show affection. So no matter what you're thinking, they are hardwired to believe that the act of hugging is you exerting your dominance. So although you may really want to give that cute pooch a hug, consider another way to show him that you love him, right? Just pay attention to that. They don't really like when you pet their face or their head. It's just not a good thing to do, so don't bother to do that. Some other things you should know about is forcing your dog to interact with other dogs or people that they don't like. They have their friends. They have their special peeps, right? These dogs have people they like and people they don't like, and dogs they like and dogs they don't like, so they don't want to be forced into play dates that are not natural. So, you know, think about the next time you're saying, oh, our dog should get together and let's do something together. Make sure that you get their body language. And if they're showing you that they're not quite into it, they probably aren't. Dogs love to explore and smell, right? When you take them on a walk, so many times I see people pulling at the leash, pulling the dog away, and they really are getting a lot of anxiety having that done to them because they need to explore, they need to smell. That's what they do. They have that scent. So it's really important to do that. One thing that really was interesting is that dogs don't like to be bored. How do we know if a dog is bored? Think of yourself as a little kid when you did those chores with your parents. You were just completely out of your mind bored, right? So according to this article, if your dog is doing something she or he shouldn't, like foraging around your closets or getting into boxes or eating shoes or chewing furniture, that's an indication that your dog is just really, really bored. They're looking for ways to occupy their time or to entertain themselves, right? So now you're getting the cue when they do something like that to do something else. So teach your dog a new trick. Have them use a walk and do something fun on the walk. Stimulate your dog's mind and body and do it in a different way because they get bored with the same old routine like anybody else. It's something to consider. So some very interesting fun facts from MNN.com, Mother Nature Network, about how we can help our dogs have better lives. Hope that helps you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you suffer from if-only syndrome?
If only I'd finished college.
If only I got a different degree.
If only I'd taken that job.
If only I hadn't quit that job.
If only, if only, if only. We get trapped on what might have been. It doesn't matter now. What matters is what is and what can be.
Here's the prescription to treat if-only syndrome. First, take a healthy dose of so what? Remind yourself that the experiences you've had are irreplaceable.
Second, drink a little what can be. Think about what you want now, then focus on what you need to do to get from where you are to where you want to be.
Then do it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.